Hey, wake up! The new waifu simulator just dropped. What are you doing? Apparently, this is Tower of Fantasy. Okay, clearly, I'm not sponsored. It's a new anime MMO for mobile and PC. It might look a little bit familiar to you guys. Take a look at this character right here. She looks quite familiar, if I do say so myself. I've only played about 20 hours, maybe 25 hours of Genshin Impact. And listen, Genshin makes money, okay? And so it was only natural that other companies were gonna copy and paste Genshin Impact. So we're gonna play Tower of Fantasy today because apparently this game is a big deal. I've seen a lot of people talking about it, a lot of people sponsored by this game. I'm gonna give you guys my first impressions, and then at the end of the video we're gonna talk about whether or not the game is good, whether or not it's pay to win, what I think of the game in general first impressions type stuff. Okay, let's jump right into it. I even got the Gamer Subs waifu cup here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, link down below. Jumping right into a cutscene here. Okay, what was he got? You got a 7 kill streak or something? 11 kill streak? What's going on? What? This is Portal. That's Portal 2. That's GLaDOS or whatever the hell. Okay, dude. That's not what I remember from Black Ops 2, okay? Oh, I'm gonna pick the guy. Honestly, I'm gonna come out and say it. I don't get the whole role playing as women thing. I know a lot of dudes do it, and listen, I'm not judging, okay? Do you? But it's just, for me, feels kind of weird. I hope you guys didn't take my name. Let's go! I'm irrelevant. Yeah. We got punching and kicking. We love that. Oh, cute. Oh, we gotta kill the. Oh, okay. No time to think. Try tapping one to use your weapon skill. Poggers. I'm so fucking good at the game. It's insane. I'm up the wall in front of you. Oh, I can climb faster, but it uses whatever. Okay, that's fine. Let me just hack this chest real quick. Yep. Welcome to the Matrix. That's lit. Okay. This might be, we might be into a predicament. Bro, I just grabbed him by the jowls of death. Oh, skirt. Yo, hey, hit him with a Kamehameha. Oh my god, you could have just Rasengan'd him right there, and you missed your chance, bro. Oh, push left. Okay, left click. Wow. Oh, okay, you thought. I feel like I'm just watching this. I know it's supposed to be interactive, but it's really not that challenging. They're very forgiving with the timing here. Now we're both in trouble. See, you were screwing around there for a second. Now look at us. We both gonna die, okay? I'm taking you with me. Oh, except I can jump. Look at me. Luckily, there was just a cave on the other side of the water. Did I know that? Ooh, little Zubats in here. Okay, let me... What is this? That doesn't do anything. Okay. This looks like a loot box from Apex Legends. Aberrants. Yo, we got a couple crackheads over here, boys. Yo, hey, get over here, you little crackhead. I seen you before. You live in the Bronx. I seen you on the streets the other day. Yo, and this is your friend right here. He was on the subway. Okay. We're popping off. These guys have crystals stuck in their bodies. They're like from World of Warcraft. What's the race in World of Warcraft that where they, I think it was the Blood Elves or something like that, where some of them went crazy and started putting the crystals in their skin because that's all they could do. They were like addicted to it. Literally drug addicts, basically. Let's touch the electric. Oh, that actually hurts me. Yo, hey, okay. A little bit longer. Where do I see my energy reserves, by the way? He keeps freaking out about it. He keeps grabbing his left hip. Did he have like a hip replacement and he's running out of lithium ion battery on that left hip replacement, or what's happening here? Now we're seeing in 90s 3D. Okay. They're not even being like discreet about it. It's just titties right there. All right. You know what you're getting when you download the game. All right. You're getting anime titties, and like, it is what it is. I think that's probably a pro of the game. If we're going to be honest, that's probably a good thing. I think we can both agree. I sure can. Shirley, what's popping? What's with the chin strap, buddy? What am I wearing? When do I get to change my clothes? Ooh. Okay. Okay, the music's popping off. Love that. What am I supposed to do? Talk to Zeke? Thanks, I got a hip replacement. Can we just have one anime without a hyper masculine cringe lord with silver hair? I take it back. Kakashi's sexy. Okay. The design of this character, she looks like a Twitch streamer, except no cleavage. I don't get, like, I'm just gonna say it. Anime's gotten too popular. It's gotten too popular. We're way too okay with people looking like anime characters in real life. Okay, yourself cleaned up. You look like a Listen, Zeke, first of all, watch your whore mouth. Second of all, have you looked in the mirror? Your shirt is literally a piece of metal, my friend. Thank you. Love that. Honestly, I don't love that weapon. It's not that cool looking. It looks like it has fucking Bluetooth 5.0 though, so that's kind of sick. Okay, so we're going for a distant future dystopian vibe is what I'm getting here. Okay. Honestly, not a fan. There's Portal 2 guy. Oh, tell me this is a loot box. Tell me it's a loot box. Holy shit. Boys, we're getting at what the fuck is this? What is this? She has ears, bunny ears. And no feet? Oh, dude. Come on, man. No. Brother. Dude, why do anime games have to... how'd I level up already? What the fuck? I didn't even do anything. I watched a cutscene and got to level 2. Why do animes and anime games have to focus on making characters look like little girls? Okay, they make them look like little girls. This is not exclusive to this game. Genshin does it with Paimon. I'm sure many other animes and games do it. It's weird, dude. Okay, if your favorite game involves spending the whole time with a young girl, it's just fucking weird and I don't get it. And then they always justify it by being, oh, it's a robot, so it's not weird. It's not like she's underage, it's a robot. Or, oh no, dude, she's a fairy. Or, oh man, she's actually an alien, so it's not actually weird. And she's 7,000 years old and a vampire. It's like, no, dude, that's a little girl and it's weird. Ooh, puppy. Hey, buddy. Sasha. Hi. What do I do? Ooh, you can... Ooh, okay. Hi. Yeah, let's play. How do I pet you? How do I... Okay. That's adorable. Do I dare hit the dog? Can I hit the dog? Yo, guys, get ready to dislike the video. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Wait, hang on. How do I pet you? Come back, Sasha. I didn't mean it. I was just joking. Oh, you're mad now. Hey, nah, you're cute though. You're cute though. Look at the little tongue hanging out. That's adorable. Oh my goodness. All right, Sasha, you have a good one, okay? All right, let's select the mode you like. Yeah, no, we auto sprint. We're not f***ing around, okay? 50 years. 50 years? That's what I said. What's up, Celine? How do I enter first person mode? So, no reason. She sounds hot. What the hell? Why does everyone have gray hair? I'm confused. Never mind. She sounds like she smokes a pack a day. Uh-oh. It's going down. Uh-oh. Is this character creation? Please tell me it's character creation. I'm tired of looking like a villain from Pokemon Sun and Moon. Let's go. It's character creation. Okay. They literally all have gray hair. No way. I recognize this anime. It's L from Death Note. There's already 517,000 pages of character customization. What the fuck? This game's really popping off. People are really playing this game. Okay. Hey, like and subscribe to the channel if you want me to play more of this. All right. Maybe this is my new career. Maybe this is my new calling. Maybe I quit Rise of Kingdoms forever and we just play this game. Is that Miku Hatsune? What the fuck? Come on, guys. Come on, guys. What is this, dude? Okay. That's fucked up. All right. That's fucked up. What in the world is this, dude? How did that get 3,500 votes? That's got to be like another content creator was just goofing around and somebody was like, we're going to do that. Yo, it's Sasuke with bunny ears. What in the world kind of game is this? I love it. What are those, dude? Those are speakers or some shit? Can I change this later? I feel like this is a lot. I'm just gonna use this. I'm hoping I can change it later. I probably can because games like this literally live and die by character creation. So if they don't let you do it later, then the game's probably dead on arrival. What is friends? I don't have any friends. If I had friends, I wouldn't be playing this game. What the hell is this? Gold Nucleus. For buying selected weapons with Gold Nucleus special orders. Hang on. Are we getting pay to win shit already? Are we paying to win already, boys? What is this? This looks like a little pay to win thing. What's my goal? A word from Celine. Where'd she go? Oh, she's... What am I talking about? She's right here, bro. This Mia girl is really freaking me out, man. She's Naruto running. I can't. I'm freaked out by this little girl. It's creeping me out, dude. I'm not a fan. What's up, dude? What the fuck, dude? He's an alcoholic. First we saw crackheads, then we got an alcoholic. What's next? A gambling addict from the Twitch directory? It's lit. Like last time, my man's got a problem. You got a real. You turn the hell up, don't you? Okay. We got a drone following us, just like 1984 or whatever. Okay. What do we do? Retrieve environmental data. Okay. Let's do it. I love the front flips. Just casually front flipping around. F. Okay. It's lit. How do I move? I just don't know what. If you just needed me to get a cup of water, I could have done it without the fucking drone. Surely, you stupid bitch. You silly ass goose. Okay, yoink. We could have just walked down the hill, no? Why did we need a drone for this? It just feels a little bit excessive. Okay, but whatever. Game's broken. Man, it's a good game. Good. I'm sure glad they bug tested it. Oh, it fixed itself. Okay, not bad, not bad. I spoke too soon. Oh, we got some gold there. We're balling, boys. K Kona W. Dude, this thing's slow. I would have been faster just front flipping around. I can't control. I'm not controlling this. I'm not doing anything. It's just doing its own thing. It's taking forever. I could have done all that faster. See, look at how fucking I'm fast as fuck, boy. What's up? What's popping, Paul? Yo, let's drink. Not you. Long-term consumption of alcohol is hazardous to physical health. What are you, the Surgeon General? Boo. Fucking loser. Now that we've taught the kids a lesson, drinking's bad, but, you know, as long as you're not a crackhead in the cave like they were up before, up ahead, we go ahead and kill them with a blade. She looks lit, too. She's got the little glow going on her cheeks. Can someone explain to me, what is the suppressor? I don't know, where am I? Where did I come from? Where did I go? Shout out to Cotton Eye. See, she's a stupid ass bitch, man. That's how she crashed the damn thing in the water before. I'm sorry, I'm not following the story. Are these generic fetch quests? What's? I thought she said the MAGA filter. I was like, hold up, drama. Doll it where? How do I throw it? Wait. Can I throw it? Yeet. Oh! Let's fucking go. It might be stuck. You want me to stick it in? I got you, Shirley. I'll slide it in for you. She's gonna teleport? I didn't install it very good. I Kobe'd that shit. Anomalies detected at the space rift. What the fuck? They're not bugs, dog. Oh, the little baby's coming to fight with us. Okay, 11. What are you doing? Oh, let's go. What is this? I didn't have those blades before. Okay. Hey, I'm gonna. Oh, what the fuck is this? Tap E, this will switch weapons and trigger a discharge attack. Okay, was that it? Was that the discharge attack? Oh, see, I remembered from earlier, I pressed the one button and it fucked the shit out of him. Okay, let's go. Popping off, we're popping off. Yes, sir. What the hell? I disappeared. What the fuck? Okay. Why? It's a white one. Is that bigger, redder enemy or something? Oh, it is larger. Okay. Oh, I'm just going to casually upgrade in front of this bad guy. Go ahead and do that. What? Oh, let me guess. I'm going to have to pay money here. Straight to level 5, boys. We don't fuck around with 1 through 4. Okay. Oh, skirt. I left. Am I safe over here? What the fuck was that? Oh my god, I'm destroying him. Oh, I took damage, actually, I think. Oh, we did level up, though. We did level up, though. We're fine. Certainly could have used your help back there, Shirley. Where are the monsters? Are they gone? Yeah, no thanks to you. You're safe, Shirley. Oh my gosh, I'm such a Giga Chad alpha male. Now you're gonna love me forever, right? Transported to Banjo's Beach. I thought it was Bang's Beach, baby. You know, I gotta be careful, because it's probably canon. She's probably like 15 or some shit, okay? I don't know anything about the game, just so we're clear. I don't know what's happening. I really don't. I don't know if I missed something in the story. She's using a whole lot of words that I don't understand at all. I'm gonna just skip. I'm not understanding the story anymore with every dialogue that happens. It gets more complicated. So, what's this? Looks like there's mana in there, or some sort of honey. Oh, wait, I'm dealing damage to it. Hey, okay. Eating can temporarily boost your combat strength. Okay. I'm just gonna eat that shit? I just really put that in my mouth. Oh, you are such a dumb bitch. I'm counting down. 3, 1. Oh, you piece of shit. You cheated. I was totally gonna beat her ass, dude. I know it. I'm gonna have to fix that so he could fix the other thing. I get how I played an MMO before. Look, they've introduced another new made up word. We're like 19 words deep now. I have no clue. Where even am I, brother? Am I even a human? I've got robot legs. I'm so confused. I'm just gonna skip it. I'm getting more confused, all right? He's got the tactical nuke symbol on his back, too. I don't know. He must have got a 25 kill streak in Modern Warfare 2 back in the day. What's that little dancing grill over here? What's this? Oh, it is literally a grill. I was fucking around, but okay. Just tell me the quest. I don't even care. Jetpack. Now we're fucking talking. It's 2 to use the jetpack. Oh, okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. What's this? I don't think I did that right, but okay, we leveled up. It's lit. I could just pick up the lettuce. How immersive. It's the homie grain. What's up, homie? That scene's happening. That just looks like an intergalactic asshole. I don't get it. What is this supposed to do? Is it shoot laser beams or something? Okay, we're obviously gonna go up to the intergalactic asshole, clearly. What do I do here? Oh, am I supposed to jetpack here? Oh, it's an elevator. I just got crushed. Holy shit, the speed with which that came down would have ended my life immediately. That's insane. Ooh. Ah, got him, dude. Got him, dude. How do I get the food? The fuck is this?
Has surely met with trouble.
He's got a little heart on his eye. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Does that make all the bad guys go away or something for the area? What's happening? Am I learning the terrain or something? Oh, let's go. It's the Great Plateau. This map is not that big, it looks like. I feel like it's just not that big, but I mean, what do I know? Of course, I'm going to help you so that way you help me with the other things so the guy can help us do the thing that we were supposed to do so that way we could do the thing without Zeke knowing. We're like 9 quests deep already. I just want to get to, I want to resolve this, okay? I'm about to Chidori your ass. Oh, don't do it. You have a lot to live for. He's doing it, the mad lad. Activate your jetpack and take to the skies. I'm a fucking Sith Lord, bro. All right, where am I going? We are cruising right now. Wait, I'm about to run out. Hang on. Let me get a safe landing over here. That was not safe. What's a chow chow? What are cores? And supposedly regurgitate. Okay, same. Is this the hyena we were supposed to be scared of earlier or something? All right, I get it. I gotta kill him. This diminished story immersion? I skipped like 5 of them already. What do you mean? You're just telling me now? This is just a cutscene for the bad guys. I already know what I'm doing here. I'm already popping off. Look at that. Oh, that actually hurt me. How did that happen? Oh my god, this is a horrible timing for that. Okay, ouchie. That was a big ouchie. Ooh, I slowed down time somehow. Okay, love that. Good for me. Did I win? Where'd he go? I think I won. Okay. We're entering Code Lyoko. Do I get to pick a weapon or something? Is that what's happening here? Whoa. Those are some tiggle bitties right there. I got a gold nucleus. Cool. Oh. Tell me I get to do it. It's a banner. It's a summon. This is pay to win right here. This is the loot boxes, baby. Alright, let's pay to win. Okay, dude. Now this is what I'm talking about. What did I get? Thunderous Halberd. Is that the girl or is that the weapon? I think it's the weapon. Cool. Let's do 10 more. Poggers. Okay. Soy point. Let's go. I want something golden. I don't want this purple bullshit. Composite bow. It's an R, which probably means rare. Which is garbage, basically. Combat blade, garbage. I already have one of those, okay. What is this? Frosted spear, I'm getting ripped off right here. I'm paying to lose. Weapon battery 3? The fuck, you didn't even give me the first two. Okay, we just got one of those. I'm getting ripped off. Oh, pummeler. No one wants to be on the receiving end of this maul. What is that? I get to beat the shit. Someone with my fist. We got 3 frosted spears, but I got ripped off. couple combat blades and shit. I got another one of them. See, why is the rare one a girl? I don't get it. They're all weapons. But the pummeler is a... She looks like she's going to an EDM concert. She's on her way to EDC Las Vegas right here. All right, let's test out our new weapon. Oh my goodness. Let's switch to the Thunderous Halberd. Let's use that. Enter a simulacrum booty. Damn, boy, she thick. Okay, I'm pretty sure she was in Genshin. Pretty sure she's from Genshin, but okay. Why is she moaning? I hate when games like this do that. Also, she's got no stomach. I can see right through her. I mean, I'm all for body positivity, but one of the prerequisites is you need an actual, like, body. She's literally just a spinal cord. See, this is just another unrealistic expectation for women to compare themselves to. It's bullshit. I'm sick of this. So these are the rare ones right here. These are the gold ones. These are the ones that probably cost five figures right there, boys. That's what we're talking about. That's the good shit. That's the pay to win shit right there. Whip out the credit card. Call your parents. Oh, I have to play as her now. I don't actually like that at all. Holy shit. Okay. Cute. I feel like I'm running around as a little girl. I don't know if I like this. Also, look, the shop appeared in the top right corner. It's like, hey, you want some more of that summoning shit, don't you, you crackhead? Yeah, that's pay to win. Okay, where do we go? Where do we go right now? Since I don't have a torso, I should be able to jump higher and also fly farther on my little thing. It's only fair if I'm not gonna have a body. Ooh, girl, you cute. Okay, pop off, sis. Yo, you won't. Bitch. Yo, you won't. Yo, they don't even start with full health. That's how powerful I am now. Look at that. They just collapsed. What do you want? You want some big boy? Blood spine? Yeah, that's what I thought. You're blood dead is what you are. How is that for a horrible joke? Oh, you didn't even try, my friend. You didn't even try. You got absolutely obliterated. Bam. I just one-shot him. I'm a god. I was born for this game. This is my game. This is my time to shine, boys. Use a black nucleus? Oh, they're trying to get us addicted now. We're gonna do another summoning over here. Let's see what we get. If it's not gold, I don't want it, man. I already got two perps. I got two perps. I don't want anything not gold. So what's up? Garbage. I have one of those. Garbage. I got ripped off. How do I get her? Hello. What is that noise? Oh, it's this goofy boy over here. What are you doing? They did not program you very well, huh? Look, he's not even trying. He's scared shitless. He missed! I'm right here! Come on, you can do it. There you go, buddy. Two shot. Get out of my face. All right, let's take a look at the shop here. Monthly pass supplies, last 30 days, multiple purchases available. If we don't know what dark crystals are. Okay, that's these. Redeemable for items in the store. What are these? Tanium. Also redeemable for items in the store. And then there's gold. This is for the poor people. They're gonna be farming a lot of gold. I can tell you that already. Okay. We got the daily supply box. So this is... Oh, I see what they're doing. Okay, here's the classic pay to win 101. Okay. You are going to have to purchase a certain amount of tanium, and this is going to come in set increments, okay? And it's a reward for purchasing. So here we are. Yep, exactly. Set amounts. Okay. It's not an even number, and that makes it hard to keep track of. And then you're going to be able to spend them on these, and that's going to make it harder for you to keep track of how much you are spending. So they basically convert your dollars into a completely random number, and then you can use that random number to, like, look at these increments. That, why is it not 1,000? Why is it not 50? Why is it not 1,500 or 3,000? You want to know why? Because they want it to be hard for you to determine how much tanium you're spending, as if the dollar to tanium conversion rate wasn't already fucked up as it is. So this is classic pay to win bullshit, okay? And they're going to get you to come into the shop every day and at least look at the shiny stuff that you can't afford by giving you a daily reward. And this, probably negligible amount of things here. That's my assumption. I don't know. Obviously know the game. And what's this? This is a free gift. Did we get free gifts? We do. This is how they get you hooked, okay? The game just came out. They're gonna give you a ton of stuff for free. And you know, that's basically how this is gonna go. So we're getting these free gold nuggets, and look at this, dude. Look at this, dude. Man, they're so generous. This is so free-to-play friendly. Oh my gosh. How could anyone complain about this? That's amazing. But what you don't know is that they're going to hook you with all the free stuff. And then it's certainly not going to be free for long, okay? So just keep that in mind. I'm warning you right now, if you're getting into this game, it will probably not be this free-to-play friendly forever. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I've played enough of these games to know the drill. Okay, we even have a fucking battle pass on day one. Incredible. We got a newcomer event. This is all cookie cutter, copy and paste, pay to win bullshit. Okay, so that's pretty much what it is. I definitely didn't expect anything else, but it is certainly nice to know that that will continue to be the case with all of these games moving forward, until they make loot boxes illegal, which I hope that they do. Let's go ahead and do more summons, because I'm addicted like a crackhead. Just skip all 10 of them. I know it's going to be mostly bullshit. There it is, that Nightingale's Feather. That's pretty fucking cool looking. Let's see what we get. Anything golden here? We get any golden, boys? And we did. We got absolute zero. That's an absolute unit right there. We love that. See, man, this is so paid. This is so free to play friendly, boys. This is so free to play friendly. It's not. Okay. It's gonna, whatever that is, it's gonna be power crept out in 6 months. I guarantee it. I already know it. I have played these games long enough. So let's see. All right, let's see. And I'm obviously being facetious here. It could be the case that these are fine for a while. I have no idea. It is what it is. Oh, is this a special currency? Oh, it's a red nucleus. See, we're further diversifying the number of currencies we have in the game. That way it's even harder for you to keep track of what you need to spend money on. And that is the name of the game. So I wouldn't be surprised if this game makes seven figures first month for sure, if not more. And it's probably already reached that point, to be honest with you. How do I stop playing as this little girl? This is weird, dude. Everything goes smoothly? I turned into a girl without a stomach, but other than that, wow, you can really zoom in here, huh? I have a scouter, bro. What's their power level looking like? I'm very unnerved by her exposed metallic spinal cord, to be honest with you guys. They still got her cheeked up, though. They still got her cheeked up, bro. She's still thick AF, and you know it, I know it, all right? Everyone knows it. Look at that. They even made her glass enclosure cheeked up a little bit. She got a little bit of a dumpy over here, okay? I'm weirded out, to be honest. All right, so what are my first impressions here? All right, this is clearly a Genshin Impact clone. It was only a matter of time before these clones started to come out of the woodworks because of how profitable and successful that game was. And of course, it seems like every year anime is getting a little bit more mainstream, a little bit more popular. It is what it is, okay? We have the rise of VTubers now. Basically, people are turning themselves into anime characters. I'm all for it. It's fine, okay? I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z, Naruto Shippuden. I watched Death Note, all the mainstream ones that all the ones everyone's seen, okay? I love all the Studio Ghibli films that I've seen. Good stuff. I don't hate anime or those who watch it, but there's a lot of things in this game that are a little bit weird, okay? I don't know why everyone's got to be a little girl. I don't know why I have to play as a little girl here. I'm sure I could change back to my other character somehow. It's a little bit weird for me, okay? But ultimately, from a gameplay perspective, the game plays very smooth. It obviously looks beautiful. Soundtrack is fine. Story is a little bit confusing, but I'm sure if I paid a little bit more attention, it would have been just, you know, cookie cutter story stuff. It's these games are, they're sold on their cutscenes, but the depth of the story is not usually that, not usually why you're playing. Okay, you're playing to collect all the waifus. That's let's be real here. That's what you're playing the game for. Is this game going to be successful? I would say in general, yes. Will it be more successful than Genshin? Of course not. It won't. I don't even think it'll come close, to be honest with you guys. The thing is, right, if Genshin is free and this game is free, whichever game is better is going to be the one that gets most or all of the player base, unless you have a first mover advantage, in which case some people already have 5-6 figures invested in Genshin Impact. Okay, hopefully not six figures. Does anyone have six figures in Genshin? I don't even know what that would look like. But is this game gonna steal a big chunk of Genshin's player base? I don't know. I think the best that this game could hope for is that people are going to play both games simultaneously. So when there's a lack of updates in Genshin, maybe people come over to Tower of Fantasy and they play this game for a little bit and they jump back and forth. Obviously, it's similar gameplay, basically exactly the same genre and gameplay style. So if you like one, you'll probably like the other, but it's a matter of, you know, you only have so much time to play video games these days. You're probably only going to pick one unless you are really a hardcore player. I think that's what this game is going for. Would I keep playing it? Maybe I'll play it a little bit more off video, off camera, and see if I like the game more. But realistically, if I'm going to play this, I might as well play Genshin. And I mean, that is, it is what it is. Okay. Is it pay to win? I haven't played the game enough to know for sure. Obviously, right now, if you join the game, you're going to get a bunch of free goodies like we showed before. So if you're going to try the game, you might as well try it now. Again, I'm not sponsored. I could give a fuck if you play this game or not. So this is just my honest, unbiased review. It's probably, if you're free to play, this is probably the best time to try the game because you're going to get those early new player, you know, get you hooked type of bonuses. And then, but you know, a year from now, I don't think that that's going to be the case. I think that you're going to be expected to pay for all pretty much everything. I will say though, I'm not sure if I have ever seen a free-to-play game with a loot box model that isn't pay to win that is in the anime genre. Okay. Of course you have things like, Apex Legends, and there are games with loot boxes that are only cosmetic. In this game, that does not seem to be the case. It does seem to be the case that you open loot boxes for these weapons, right? Different types of weapons. And the more rare the weapon, most likely the more powerful it is. I doubt that it is strictly cosmetic. And I know in Genshin, it is not cosmetic either. Certain characters deal different damage and they have different abilities. I'm not an expert in the genre, so of course I'm sure I'm going to get roasted in the comment section below, but I think it's fair to say that some of these weapons that are more rare are going to be more powerful than others. So you can go ahead and assume that this probably is going to be a better experience for you if you spend money, and the fact that it's locked behind loot boxes for me is a huge, huge L. This is just my first impression. If I end up playing the game more and I change my mind, I will make a follow-up video to this one. But of course, Tower of Fantasy, it's free to play. So if you're bored and you got some time on your hands, if this looks interesting to you, go ahead and give it a try. It looks like it's out on PC, Android, and maybe even iOS. I don't even know, to be honest with you guys. Or don't try it if you don't want to. Who cares, right? It is what it is. Guys, if you enjoyed the video, drop a thumbs up on it. If you want to see more content like this one, help push this video out into the YouTube algorithm. Usually when I make videos that aren't my normal types of Rise of Kingdoms videos, they get pushed down out of the algorithm. And so if you want to see me explore different topics, you're going to have to help me out with the thumbs up button. Subscribe if you want to see more content like this. Comment down below if you've tried Tower of Fantasy and what you think about the game so far. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Peace.